Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, that hour upon hour upon hour, wave after wave, your word is changing our lives. Your presence. Just receive right now in your home. That's such a powerful word that Jonathan just preached. Just receive, just receive, just receive. Just receive right there, right now. His presence and His glory. So strong. In this place and in every one of your homes right now. Hours, your presence, Lord. Woo. It's like, Lord, just don't ever take this away from us. We just want to be in your presence like never before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The time that we've been spending in the presence of God and being in His Word, the whole emphasis has been on Him and who He is. But it's not just that we can see who He is, that we can understand who He's made us to be in Him. So we're not just here to just have a glory time, which is exactly what we're having, but there's a purpose for that, so that we can be empowered and see ourselves as who He is. Do you remember we've been speaking the whole time about Jesus, about the Word, about how the Word is God? And you know that we've mentioned this many times, how in John 1, it says that in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. And then it goes on and it speaks about how the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Remember, there is a purpose for understanding the power of God. There's a purpose for understanding the Word of God, so that we can understand that Word became like us. That Word became flesh, just like us, and dwelt here among us. God's Word said that when Jesus was here, when He was born here, before He even came, He chose to lay down. He took off His divine power. He set it aside, His divine power. And He came to be just like you and me. Even though He had the nature of God, He was born of God, yet He was human and born of man too. This is so good. Listen, I want you to see this because I need you to see yourself. Everything that we've been doing is for you to see this. While Jesus was here, He called Himself the Son of God. We know He had the divine nature of God. He was not born of this world. He was born of the kingdom of God. Who does this sound like? Who does this sound like? Even though we are in this world, we are not of this world. Come on. But listen, even though He had the nature of God, He was also born of man. He called Himself the Son of Man because He came from the woman, you know, well, from mankind. I'm not being in any way bringing in the sexist thing before God, that seriously, come on, we're one in Him. But He came out of man, even though He had the nature of God. He was human. With the nature of God, with the limitations of man. Come on. He had the nature of God, but the limitations of man. And then in Acts, it says, and then God anointed Jesus with the power of the Holy Ghost, and he was strengthened, he was empowered, he received ability, he received everything he needed to do the works of God. Come on! Is there any difference? Can you see any difference? We are human. We are 100% human, yet we have the nature of God through Jesus. We have his nature, and he said, remember, he actually says, and this, if you spend some time in John chapter 10, you are in for a feast. You may have read it again and again, but in light of what we have been doing here this whole week, go read John 10 again. He even says, I need to go. I need to leave and go now to be with my Father, and it's better for you that I do, because when I go, what happens? Then you can have everything that I have. I will go and the Spirit of God comes on you. You can have my nature. You can have my power, my ability, my strength, anointed with the Spirit of God to do the works of God, even though you are human. Even though you have limitations, when you have the power of God and operate in who I am and what I've empowered you to be, there will be no limitations. But listen to this. While Jesus was here in John chapter 10, do you know what? He showed us how to walk in that power. And you know what he did? He never once said, I am Almighty God. I do it in my strength and I do it in my authority. No, no, no. He said, I do nothing without first hearing the Father. I say nothing in my own authority. I only say it in the authority of the Father. And then he says, who continuously lives in me, and he is the one who does the works I do. Come on. What is he saying to us? While you have the nature of God, even though you are human, while you carry the nature of God, being in this world, not belonging to this world, you belong to the kingdom of God. And while you carry my anointing, my ability, my strength, and my power, be completely dependent on who you are in me. Have a relationship. Be in the Father as he is in you. There can be no separation. Be continually dependent on the Father, just as I am continually dependent on the Father. Do nothing unless the Father tells you to do it. Say nothing unless he says, say this. Don't do anything in your authority. Do it in his authority. Operate by his power. He will do the work in you. No man can stand up and take the glory for anything. It's him in us that empowers us and does the work. And that means no matter who you are, no matter what background you have, no matter what you studied, no matter what, it makes no difference who you are. Jesus said, if you believe in me, then the same things I did, greater things than these, you will do. Completely dependent on the Father's work on the inside of you. Hallelujah! So as you enjoy all of the time that we're going to be spending in the Word, as it's sung out, as you sing the Word, as you hear the Word, let it go so much on the inside of you that you become what the Word says you are. That you stand up in who he has called you to be. Not just to enjoy the saturation, not just to be taught and molded and changed on the inside, but that you can rise up in who you really are as a child of God. It'll change everything about you. It'll change the way you see yourself. It'll change the way you speak. You will not be going after every man of God saying, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. No, you will begin to pray. You you will begin to declare the word of God. You'll begin to stand in the authority of God who is in you. Everything changes. You become his ambassador. Everything changes. But you have to understand how you come into this picture. Jesus modeled it for us. He modeled everything for us. So my prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we kick into this very next flow of what you are wanting to do in the hearts of everybody who hears and sees and experiences what is happening in this, on from this network, over the airwaves, in every corner of the world. Lord, you are in control of the airwaves. Your power goes out and it reaches whoever you want it to reach. Any heart, any ear, any eye that is open to receive from you from this moment, God, I thank you that whatever your word says comes out with power, comes out with an enabling power, with an empowerment and the ability of the Spirit of God. It hits the mark of every heart and it makes people realize and have a revelation of who you are and who we are in you, that the church will be mobilized like an army, taking up their rightful place in Christ Jesus and doing the works of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, let the glory of the Lord rise within us.